Welcome to Daily Basic. Here you'll find a daily spiritual reflection. It will accompany you through your day, whatever it may bring. I don't know. I really don't know, honestly. The more and the more intensely I think about what happened to Jesus, his suffering once again takes center stage in the thoughts and feelings of believers during this Holy Week. The more I think about him, the more his path, his fate, seems to me be open to question. Open to question in the sense that his path is worthy of every question. In fact, what was left by the wayside in this marathon of the Passion was his dignity, and specifically his dignity as a human being. The deanery of St. Gerald in Austria has done something interesting. It has transformed the war memorial into a memorial for all victims of war, violence, and abuse, and has integrated the war memorial, which had its day, into it. These words can be read on the new monument. They read, "Dignity for every human being." Well, if only this monument had stood in Jerusalem back then. And I image Jesus laden with the cross being beaten past it by the soldiers. And the people would have seen it and read, "Dignity for every human being." I ask, when will people finally get it? The suffering of Jesus is becoming increasingly questionable. Was that really necessary? Could it not have been prevented? And of course, there are the questions we face today too. Why must people be called upon via social media to join public protests against sexual violence against women? I keep shaking my head. I don't understand it. I would never go to such a demonstration because, as a man, I find what they are protesting against abhorrent. I also don't want to be lumped together with the scumbags who do that. Nevertheless, I ask, what on earth is wrong with men? Who was messed with your brains that you think you have to turn women into victims, humiliate them, and remain unrecognized in the process? It's not worthy of a man to do such a thing. Questions upon questions. They reveal a sense of bewilderment at the death of human depravity. Questions, questions. One more question now. I find it in a post-Easter narrative. Two men are on their way home from Jerusalem to Emmaus. That's about 4 kilometers. They have witnessed the drama surrounding Jesus and are traumatized. It is good that they are talking to one another. And by chance, a third man is there and walks with them. The fact that they do not recognize him is less due to the reality of the resurrection in which Jesus now lives than to how deeply traumatized they are by what they have experienced. There are only questions. The third man, we know it is the risen one, shows interest in their questions and in what is troubling them. And they talk the drama out of their hearts. The third man then has just one question. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and enter into his glory? The question hangs in the space between earth and heaven. So they arrived home. Jesus wanted to go on, but they invited him to stay for supper. When he took the bread, gave thanks for it, broke it, and distributed it to them, it was as if scales fell from their eyes and they recognized him as the one they knew from another reality. But since Jesus was no longer bound by the laws of the earthly realism, he was able to withdraw from them. I'm left with the question, do things have to happen simply because they must? If the answer is yes, I must accept that there is a higher will, and I must acknowledge that people cannot foresee everything. That's all for today. See you tomorrow and stay safe.